Before we start our episode today, we would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the country we are meeting on today.
And we would like to pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hey y'all!
This is Angelina.
And this is Jennifer.
And you're listening to the Student Hacks Podcast.
In our last episode, we had a conversation with UTS's Deputy Vice Chancellor, Kylie Weedman. We talked about how Gen AI is being integrated into the UTS community.
Today, we'll be continuing this conversation with two very cool students. We really wanted to delve into our opinions about Gen AI and talk about our different experiences in our faculties.
Firstly, we have Zara, who is a Finance and Information Systems student and also happens to be an amazing debater. In fact, she's the president of the UTS Debating Society. We actually saw Zara debate in a student versus staff debate about Gen AI on campus, so naturally we had to get her on the podcast.
And our second guest, Ben, interns at the UTS Library and studies law and BCII here at UTS. We always rope Ben into helping us with our podcast promotions.
It was a really great chat, and we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Today, we have a really special guest with us in the studio, and we would like them to introduce themselves.
Hi, everyone. My name's Ben. I'm a third-year Law and Creative Intelligence and Innovation student.
So, hi, I'm Zara. I am a Bachelor of Business and Bachelor of Information Systems student, and I am the current president of the UTS Debating Society.
Well, welcome! Yeah. We're so excited for this episode because it's going to be a little continuation of our AI discussion, but from students' perspectives.
We would love to know what a little bit about your background in AI, or sort of what you know about AI.
Right. Well, so basically, I think that for my background in AI, I think a lot of it just has been through the tech side of my information systems degree. The main reason I kind of got into it was because of the staff versus student debate that you guys saw and then asked me to come on. And so that is where I got a lot of my knowledge from. Regarding AI, I think that I'm quite interested in its kind of application in industry, especially just like how it'll affect jobs, how it'll affect university, mainly just how it'll affect me, because that's quite important. And so, yeah, a lot of the AI that I know about is just industry applications and different things like that. I'm in no way an expert, just a student who's trying to figure these things out.
It's interesting. I don't have like the most in-depth conversations with people about AI. Like, this is probably the most intense conversation I've had. And so I'm not really too sure in terms of gauging other people's perspectives on it. I'd be surprised if it was as negative as the way the media portrays it. Like, within the law field, like, I've been studying a bit about it and seeing how more and more law firms sort of integrating that kind of ChatGPT sort of AI systems into their practices.
Yeah, we were talking the other day about our use of AI. Like, my use of AI is pretty limited because I'm not sure how to use it. Like, I'm not sure which ways to go about it for different subjects. So I've only really used it quite superficially, like ChatGPT, and kind of for idea generation, for essays, like coming up with different points maybe to help me along.
But I guess for you, Zara, you'd have to be a bit more proactive because information systems, it's kind of integrated slightly, do you think?
Yeah, so we do quite a bit of work with data, and I think that we are starting to bring AI into the discussion in a lot of our subjects, which I'm really pleased to see. So yeah, I think I would be a little bit more aware of it than most of the students who aren't doing this kind of degree would be. And I just think that, yeah, AI is a little bit confusing nowadays, especially since there's so much information out there, you're not really sure of what's going on. And so I think that while my experience with AI is like a little bit more substantial, I think like I've still got a lot to learn, especially with how quickly everything is changing. Mm-hmm. And so I would really encourage students to, like, even if you're not sure like what AI to use within your subjects or what AI to use like to help you out with your essays or things, just like research a little bit about it. So if you're like doing journalism or if you're doing finance or whatever, perhaps like research what kind of AIs are being used in those industries and try to get like a grasp on them so that you can try to understand how they're being used and what you can do to try to use them.
In terms of sort of your personal
attitude or sort of your outlook on AI and the growth of AI. How do you feel about it?
I think I would sum it up with like optimistic but cautious, because I think we've got like a lot of really exciting and new ways that we can use AI to potentially better the world and just to improve the lives of people. So I'm really excited about that. But I think that there are some reasons to be cautious, and I do understand why people are worried, how it will be used within like the industry for jobs, how AI will just be used within like day-to-day life. I think that people do have reason to be cautious of that, but I think that the correct way to respond to that isn't by being afraid, but it's by making sure that you are educated and you know what's going on, and to actually gain the knowledge so that you're not just kind of sitting in the dark. And so I think that's one thing that's really helped me shape my perspective on AI, is instead of being scared, I would like to be informed instead. And so I think that that's why I perhaps have a little bit more of an optimistic view than other people. But I completely understand where a lot of this apprehension is coming from.
I think that appreciation of AI and the sort of kind of awkward stage of not knowing how to treat AI and how, like, your relationship with AI kind of leaks into media, because I don't know if you're aware, but there was a movie that came out called Megan. And it was like the robot, and it's like horror based,
yeah.
But it's kind
I'm scared of that.
Yeah, it was scary because it became sentient and it became fully functional and it like was able to think for its own. But there was like a comedic element to it, even though it was horror. So I feel like that kind of reflected how our generation's kind of digesting this whole AI surgence, mm-hmm. and how we're just taking it as a part of life rather than being scared of it. But then we see the students' actual concerns. It's like, ooh, where does it lie? Where's the balance? How do we actually feel about AI? So I think that was really interesting to kind of like do a cross comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, what we're saying, like, in terms of the media, especially like films, TV shows, they're usually quite negative towards things like AI, you know, robots, anything very technologically yeah. advanced. Yeah.
Well, I definitely do think that I see a trend in people being scared and people being unsure. And I'm really not surprised by that, just considering the lack of information that we as students are given, whether that's like at an institutional level or whether that's just from outside sources. We're really not sure. We're being told all of these really sensationalist things, like AI is going to take over your jobs. It's going to kind of like, we're going to become like the humans in WALL-E.
I also think that's for an entertainment kind of thing as well. Like, it wouldn't be interesting seeing in 20 years that AI is being used responsibly or robots are like integrated. Yeah, everyone's happy, everyone's at peace. So yeah, I feel like that's quite a big part of it. You need that shock value.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. How about you, Zara?
And so I know that there was a story a couple months back about like a Google employee saying that, the machine I'm working on, the program I'm working on, has become sentient. It's like, it's acting like a human. And so when people went back, they found, well, actually, that's not the complete truth. That's like, it was just really like high levels of programming and things like that. And so I think that when you see things like that, it's really easy to become scared and to think, oh no, the end is close. But I think that what you need to do is you need to go back and figure out, hang on, this is what's actually going on. I think just like being aware of how AI actually works, how it's meant to replicate humans, how they use techniques such as like machine learning and deep learning and all of these incredible things to really make them as accurate as possible. You start to understand, well, hang on, no, maybe I shouldn't be afraid of this. Cautious, yes, but, you know, this isn't something that is absolutely terrifying. This is a tool that we can use. It's here to stay. I might as well start to get used to it and start to understand it.
Because I think before, like the 2010s maybe, there were a lot of dystopian-esque novels and media in general, TV shows and movies like The Hunger Games, Maze Runners, and they had elements of like sentient AI robotic-esque machine things yeah. taking over
Definitely.
The world, but now it's kind of gradually come to like, oh, we're living with it. Let's see where it goes. Maybe it's like a fun little, quirky little thing that we can add into our lives. So I think that's really interesting to kind of like see how it changes our opinions.
Yeah, like to see it as like a touch point of like where, you know, where public opinion might sit with it.
Yeah.
Or actually, when you're talking about that, I just remembered we were talking about Black Mirror, and also I remember that Black Mirror took a season break, I'm pretty sure, during COVID.
Oh.
Or something. I don't know if you guys saw that, but they took a break, and the creator, one of the creators, I think, made a statement that it was because it was too close to real life. So then he was saying that we're living Black Mirror now.
Yeah.
And so there was no need for Black Mirror. I'm pretty sure it was also to do with the fact that there was, like, I think it was just harder for them to make the season.
Yeah.
But that was one of the public statements for it. And I think that's really interesting to think about.
The episode with Miley Cyrus, how she's a pop star and they used her vocal, like, her vocal segments, and they recreated songs without her ever being in the recording studio. It's already happening because we have the AI-generated songs.
I didn't watch that
episode. No, that's a real thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, AI art. Have you seen, like, people are writing episodes of The Simpsons using AI? They're coming up with songs, obviously. I'm not sure if you've seen, but a while back, people were, like, mimicking the voices of like presidents and things like that, and doing like really funny gameplays with them.
Yeah,
and I think that's all really entertaining. But there's also this really weird dark aspect to it, where you're
like
just
the
like
deep fake.
Hang on,
is that the name of it?
Yeah, like deep fake. Yeah, I think perhaps deep fake. I'm not sure if that's exactly. Honestly, not too familiar with all of that.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of the stuff was like where people were using like AI generated songs or AI generated artwork or AI generated books. I think that a lot of creative people are really concerned about that. And I do think that that's a very, very valid concern that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
That's like their life's work at risk. That is their intellectual property at risk. That's a really valid thing for them to be scared of.
Yeah.
And I think, unfortunately, the only way to deal with that is just for lawmakers to be able to keep up with what's going on to make sure that, you know, these people are protected. So I do think that, yes, once again, there is that darker aspect where people are a little bit unsure, where it is a little bit morally grey. And so I think that people are really valid to be concerned about that.
Mm.
But you don't know what the world looks like in 10 years. Everything's changing so quickly. You can't possibly predict that. So I completely understand why people are scared. And to that, I would say what I said before is be prepared. So you obviously will become a lot more valuable if you are aware of this technology, if you are somewhat familiar with it. And so I think that instead of just assuming that AI will take over your job in the future, understand what is AI actually doing in my industry. Like for finance, I was quite concerned because I heard about ChatGPT like picking stocks and doing analysis and stuff. And obviously that's a human job. I'm not sure how well it actually did with that. But once I researched a little bit more, I realized, well, hang on, most of like AI that's being used in the particular industry that I'm interested in is just to like do credit checks or to do those kind of reports or to make systems more efficient. So while there is possibility for AI to expand in the future into potentially the area that I'm working on, I'd rather just be aware of that, and I'd rather be able to harness that and use it and have that in my toolbox, rather than just sit there as a like sitting duck and just go, oh no, what's going to happen to my job? I think the best way to just truly is to be proactive about it.
Yeah. And Ben, what's been your experience?
Like talking to people who I study with, like they use it and they don't really see sort of the negative side of it being such a massive problem that they're stressed out about. Like if you compare it to something like climate change or like something a bit more large scale, that even though like it's happening and it's something to be cautious of, more people are worried about that as opposed to AI. And I think that also comes back to the fact that it's a lot newer and it's something that people aren't educated about as extensively as something like climate change, which is good and bad because it means that people like the we can be pretty easily influenced at this like early stage. And so our opinions aren't really made up yet, which I think is part of the reason why we don't talk about it, because no one has such a firm opinion or stance on whether they think AI is positive or negative. But I suppose over the next 5 years, I could see it becoming a lot bigger of an issue. Something that people are going to start talking about more. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
time.
Yeah, like I was thinking this was kind of like the workshopping era of AI. So if we're in the forefront of the AI movement, then we can kind of better the systems, because I'm aware that some of the AI presets and, like, for example, for TikTok, a lot of the filters are based off of very specific types of faces, so it doesn't have the inclusivity that it needs to have because TikTok is used globally. So then if people are at the forefront of this AI movement, then we can enforce or, like, demand better inclusive and diverse ways of using AI. So I think there's a lot of positives. It's daunting, but there's a lot of positives to AI.
Yeah, I think the important thing to recognize is just, like, as scary as this sounds, AI is not going away. It is here to stay, for better or for worse, to be quite frank with you. And I think that a lot of people, instead of kind of sticking your head in the sand and go like, oh, well, this won't affect me, I think you have to truly acknowledge that it will affect you in one way or another. The scary part is figuring out how it will. And so I think that what you said about, like, inclusivity and those things is really important, because we really do need a wider variety of people who are working on this, who are working on these models, who are working on these things, so that we can have as much, like, as much variety, and we can have as much perspective as possible when developing these kinds of life-changing technologies. And so, yeah, I think that that's really good. And I think that obviously that's why I would encourage all students, if this is something that they were interested in, to get involved, whether it's just learning about it, whether it's, you know, if you're particularly interested in tech, maybe choosing that as your major or something. I think that it's just, like, a really exciting opportunity for people to kind of get involved with. And I've seen, like, AI is kind of just, like, everywhere. You can't really go anywhere, especially in the tech space, without it being mentioned. So, yeah, no, I really like that idea of just, like, we need to prioritize inclusivity and diversity and all of these things in developing this technology, because it will impact how it works and how it's created.
That was such a great conversation. There's so many nuanced points regarding AI and Gen AI and how people use it.
Absolutely. It was so great to have and really get everyone's opinions and perspectives. It was really great to hear different experiences from all different faculties. So you and I, Jen, are in the FAS faculty, teaching, communications. But it was really great to hear from Ben about law, and also Zara with a job in debating, but also in finance and Infosys.
It's really refreshing to see that sort of different perspectives from different faculties. You're right.
Before we wrap up today, we wanted to thank both of you for coming on the podcast. It's honestly been such a great chat. And yeah, we would love to have you on the podcast again, hopefully sometime in the future. But for now, we'll bid you goodbye, and we'll talk about Gen AI some more sometime.